Shadow Child Meditation. Introduction. Hi, my name is Leslie Howard. You're about to embark on an imaginary journey to visit your shadow child. You will achieve this by entering a gentle, trance-like meditative state. But don't worry, you will remain in control at all times, and nothing unwanted will happen to you. Trances address your unconscious. They are such helpful tools because they penetrate into deeper layers of consciousness and establish new connections there. Meanwhile, you don't need to do a thing. You don't need to move, don't need to speak, don't even need to pay attention to what I'm saying. It will all happen naturally. Allow your consciousness, that is, your inner adult, to remain engaged and observe what happens. You may want to lie down for this guided meditation. Reclining allows us to fully release. If you prefer, you may certainly come into a seated position. Most important is that you feel comfortable and warm. Guided Meditation, Embracing the Shadow Child. Settle into a nice, comfortable position. You may be surprised how quickly and intuitively your body knows what to do. The experience of sitting or reclining comfortably is always there for you. It's a simple way to let go and gain a little distance from your everyday life. And the more often you make your way into this comfortable position, the more easily you'll make your way into the here and now. Whatever happens next is in service of your well-being and security. The room you're in is safe. Internalize that knowledge. Now begin to let go and relax. Start to become aware of your body. Are there certain parts you feel more aware of than others? Which parts of your body do you know really well? There may be some that get lots of attention because they're often tight or achy. Maybe your back or shoulders, your hands, forehead, jaw. Find all the spots you can release just a little more. Relax just a little more. All these spots are now allowed to go completely slack. Use your breath to help. With each inhale, you are drawing in stillness and inner peace. With each exhale, you are sending this serenity and release to those parts of your body, all the spots that need it. Continue to exhale through those spots, letting go even more, relaxing even more. Keep going until you feel a sense of release and relaxation inside, until you feel calm, peaceful, and quiet. You'll sense things quieting within you. This quiet begins to fill more space. With each inhale, you draw in vital energy and strength. And with each exhale, you release even more, until you feel totally relaxed, totally still. All that matters is that you're here. All that matters is you, right now. Diving deeper and deeper now into the world of your unconscious mind and inner wisdom. In a deep, intuitive knowledge that you carry within you and that will now open up. And you see now a door appearing before you, which leads you into another world, into the world of your unconscious. What does the door look like? Maybe it's made of wood, or perhaps gold. And whenever you're ready, open the door and cross the threshold. You gaze out over a beautiful landscape, a natural setting that makes you feel good. Now look around and enjoy the colors and everything else you see. Maybe there's a pleasant scent in the air. And maybe you feel the sun on your skin. Maybe you hear the sound of a river or the ocean, and the ground beneath you feels so nice. Just enjoy being here. Then, in the distance, your shadow child appears and begins to walk toward you. The time has come for you to accept responsibility for the child. It's time for you to take care of them, comfort them, and understand them. What does he or she look like? How is their haircut? What are they wearing? Do they have a stuffed animal? Now approach the child and say hello, however you like. Ask your shadow child if there's anything they want to tell you. Ask if they're afraid of anything. Ask your shadow child what their negative beliefs are. Maybe the child feels inadequate or thinks they have to be nice or well-behaved. Maybe they feel unloved. Ask the child what their personal negative beliefs are. Ask how they feel when they think these things. Maybe there were certain things that overwhelmed your parents, who were otherwise very kind and caring. Or maybe it was just one parent who was difficult. Or maybe your parents were really bad. Now I, Leslie, want to explain something to your shadow child. Please listen carefully. One thing I can assure you is that you were innocent. You were in the right. Your parents made the mistakes. You were just a child, an adorable child, like all children. Parents have a duty to take care of their children, to love them, and to take good care of them. It is not the task of children to adapt to the needs of their parents. It is not their job to make sure their parents are doing well. Presumably, your parents did their best. Presumably, they didn't want to hurt you. Whatever they may have been, they also have their own shadow child who has been involved in your upbringing. The important thing is to leave the responsibility with your parents. If they were overwhelmed, they should have gotten help. If your parents were arguing, that wasn't your fault. Your negative beliefs say nothing about you, zero. They just say something about your parents being overwhelmed in some respects. So your beliefs do not belong to you, but to your parents. If your parents had been different in some ways, you would now have different beliefs. It's that simple. The beliefs are completely arbitrary. Your beliefs say nothing about your worth, only about how your parents treated you. Now, please imagine yourself returning your beliefs to your parents. You can also imagine taking them out of yourself and packing them into a tightly sealed box that you can bury underground. Next, imagine your parents never made those mistakes. Imagine that they were happy and good and did almost everything right. You might even prefer to imagine that you had different parents altogether. Look how loving and understanding these parents are, how they take care of you, how much time they have for you, how they listen to you, comfort you when something goes wrong. These parents support you. They help you and teach you many things. But they also let you have your own experiences. With these parents, you may have your own will, even if they set limits for you. These parents love you. They give you all the space you need to grow up and become independent. They are incredibly happy to have such a great little boy or such a great little girl. These parents let you know you are welcome and loved, just as you are. They have rules too, of course, and sometimes they too will scold you for misbehaving, but you know that they love you with all their hearts and wouldn't trade you for the world. You are wanted. You are valuable. You are welcome. You're allowed to have your own free will. You're allowed to feel emotion. You're allowed to be yourself. Your parents are very proud of you. From now on, you can be there for the child. Comfort them and take care of them and keep telling them that they are enough as they are. Explain to your shadow child that you come from the future, that you are their adult self. Tell them that from now on, you'll be there to take care of them. Tell your shadow child that they will never be alone again, because you, the good, caring adult, will look after them. Assure them that you will happily explain all that stuff about your parents again, as many times as it takes for your shadow child to understand, deep down, that they are adequate, just as they are. You are adequate. You are welcome. You are allowed to be yourself. If you'd like, you can return to the future with your shadow child, or you can leave them in this safe place. There are benevolent spirits watching over them. Before you leave, take a good look at the landscape again. You can come back to this haven whenever you want. Now, walk back to the door that leads to our world. Pass through and allow your thoughts to carry you the rest of the way, back into the room. Feel your body. Feel your hands and feet. Move around and stretch and return to full awareness. And arrive in the here and now.